it really appears with the latest jobs data that Florida's sort of broken out of this moderate growth mode that we had been in over the last 24 months to a much higher level of job growth.
Specifically, what areas are showing a rebound here?
Well, particularly retail trade, construction, business and professional services, and most importantly for us, leisure, hospitality, tourism. Mm-hmm. Those have really led the gains. But we had gains in every single sector except government, which really says the breadth of this jobs growth recovery is sustainable.
Is that surprising that there hasn't been the jobs growth in government?
Well, I'm surprised that we haven't got more jobs growth in government, but the local government numbers over the last few months are indicating that there's no more layoffs at the local level. Budgets have improved significantly, so I think we're at the end of that phase. Mm-hmm. I think state government will continue to be sort of a balance about zero, federal government down a little bit. The sequester's still in place, and that does have a significant effect here in Florida because of the large volume of military bases, and it does affect them.
Do you think people have forgotten about the sequester because of the shutdown, the aftermath of that?
Well, probably the general public, it's not top of mind, but certainly if you're a civilian DOD employee, it's top of mind to you.
Governor Scott, of course, pretty happy about those numbers on Friday. How much merit is there in that, him taking credit for those numbers?
There really isn't much support for that view. Florida's economy has improved because the national economy has improved, because population growth has accelerated back in the state. We see employment growth mostly in the population-related areas like retail trade. We've had a big improvement in tourism. Those really don't have much to do with the governmental policies.
Air traffic is down a little bit this Thanksgiving. More people are opting to drive. Do you think if people drive to somewhere like Central Florida, they're going to spend longer here?
No, typically they spend a little less time because they had to drive,
right.
But they have a little more money because it's a little less expensive. Central Florida does have a substantial drive-to marketplace, especially this time of year. I think that the volume of air travelers into Central Florida is down mostly because the volume of airplane seats is down. Mm-hmm. That change in reduction in air arriving tourists is not true in other markets in the state of Florida.
What about gas prices? Because those have seesawed up and down pretty dramatically in the last few weeks.
Sure, but they're still significantly lower than they were 1 or 2 years ago, so mm-hmm. some benefit on that side. Typically, air arriving passengers spend a little more than car arriving passengers. That said, the car arriving passenger volume should be higher this year, and they'll spend a little more because they didn't have to spend quite as much on gas.
When you break down the different areas here in Central Florida, are you getting consistent growth in jobs numbers, or are some areas faring better than others?
Well, some areas are faring a lot better. Orlando did particularly well, second only to Tampa in terms of total job growth over the last 12 months, over 29,000 jobs in the Orlando metropolitan area. Melbourne was the other big surprise, over 3,000 jobs created over the last 12 months and significant breadth across all sectors, so I was pleased to see that. Daytona, a little less so, about 2,400 jobs, 1.5% growth, a little below the state average.
When you look at the knock-on effect down the track, say 2-3 months from now, are we going to see things like a change in perhaps housing prices here?
Well, I think the jobs numbers will drive demand for housing and will actually help the housing market. Now, if you had some flattening in pricing and in terms of volume of sales that we discussed over the last few weeks, that was true in Florida, true in Central Florida, true across the nation, rising mortgage rates, mm-hmm. some uncertainty, consumer confidence issues. But I think with this rising tide of employment, the employment effect will overwhelm the interest rate effect. And so we should see some improvement in housing markets, at least over the next 6 to 9 months in Florida.
What about the start of the new year when the debt ceiling debate comes to the fore again?
Well, it's coming to the fore over the next few weeks. Congress only has 8 more working days, so whatever's going to be is going to be before the turn of the year. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we get some resolution. All the signs appear that there'll be some muddling through. If we just get that, it'll be good enough given this acceleration in job growth here in Florida.
So overall, it's a pretty positive holiday season you're seeing for Central Florida in terms of the economy?
Overall, yes, great job growth here. Rising tourism sets the stage for a very good holiday season here in Central Florida. Central Florida's holiday season is going to outperform the nation's, which is going to be pretty weak.